TikTok is a lot of things. And I think the other thing is that we often talk about social media ministry and we just think about our church accounts. The reality is our personal accounts are likely to get more engagement than our church accounts. And so some of these features, maybe it's helping your church members better use church, use TikTok. Maybe it's letting your church staff or your pastor better use TikTok. And so there's lots of functions of features, but TikTok is no longer just dancing videos. No. You know, like it is all kinds of content with all kinds of features too. Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, joined by DK Hammonds. And today we are talking TikTok. TikTok for ministry. So many church leaders, I think, even hear that word, it sounds like a bad word to them. Like TikTok is the devil and it's, you know, that we can't trust it and all of these things. Well, DK, I've been tinkering with TikTok for many years. Several of my clients, you know, have gotten pretty good engagement on TikTok, but you and I hung out for the first time in person in Dallas last week. We broke bread. We ate some barbecue and you showed me something that blew me away. So DK, can you talk like, and you are the ultimate like hacker when it comes to just like, I'm going to pay attention to the thing and I'm going to unlock it and figure it out. And you unlocked something that just blew me away. So can you talk about that?
Yeah, man. All right. So as we were meeting, I could, here's my camera. And I know you can't see the numbers, but yeah, you can. You see those numbers?
I can't see them. Okay, cool. No.
Then I talk about them. So what I showed Niels was two videos that I had been playing with TikTok. So I've been working on the last 60 days, doing some intrinsic, deep, let me learn the algorithm to see how it responds to the things that I put out. So I put out Bible verses. I'll come back to that. I put out stitches. I'll come back to that. But I put out duets. And when I put out duets, the first duet, I did okay. But the second one and the third one went viral. Now, you don't hear you don't hear my name going viral or people talking about it. But let me tell you how we can.
But it's on your account.
It's on my account. So you can go and look. I am DK
Hammonds. And when you say viral, how many views did they get?
So the first one that I did, it got 312,000 views.
That's viral.
Okay, that's viral. Okay.
And to share how many followers you had.
Oh, okay, cool. Before I started this, I had about 300. No, I take that back. I had about 375 followers.
Okay. And you had a video get 300,000 plus views.
That is correct.
With 3,300 followers.
That is also correct. And so ran that video. It shot the followers up. It shot the likes up. It did everything it was supposed to do. Now, this video was a little controversial because it was a guy saying about how he enjoyed Black history and he was a Caucasian male, which I thought was hilarious, right? Yeah. So I used that to my benefit to see what is going to wake the algorithm up. So this woke it up the first time. And the second time that I did this on a different, same account, different video, this went 579,000 views on a different video.
Yep.
Okay. Now, somebody's going to say, DK, did you pay for it? If you ask me in person, I will tell you we did not pay one dime for any of this organic traffic.
Yep.
It's purely organic, didn't pay for anything. Now, what you're going to ask next is, okay, then what did you do?
Yep.
We're going to get into what I did. Now, I'm going to share high level. Here's the first thing I'm going to share with you. You have to learn how to use hashtags to your advantage. Just like you use hashtags on YouTube, just like you would use hashtags on Facebook, just like you would use hashtags on Instagram, and now, potentially how you would use hashtags on Threads. We got to come back to Threads. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
Threads lets you do that too. Why is that? Because the algorithm is a search engine. And it operates like a YouTube, like a Facebook, like an Instagram. That's number one. So that's it. You got to have good hashtags, virality type of hashtags. So in Neil's case, we'll use him. You can go look at Neil's page. We did the same experiment on his page two days ago. Just so you can, just so we can say it's true. The first time he did it, 25 views. But what Neil did not have in his caption is hashtags.
Yeah.
The next day, 600% up. Why? Because he used types of hashtags that will garner the attention of the algorithm.
Yes.
Right? So I can't stress enough.
And I texted you after the first one. It's like, what?
Yeah, yeah. What happened?
teach me what I did wrong, because I did something wrong with this first one. You're like, hashtags.
Hashtags.
And I did that.
Shot it up.
20x return.
That's it.
You know?
That's it. So if I'm thinking of church and I'm thinking of TikTok alone, and I know many people think TikTok is this ultimate evil. It's really highly understood. But let me tell you. It is a great reaching tool for the lost if you are willing to invest. Here's the thing. Write this down. TikTok equals time. If you're not willing to invest time into TikTok, you're not going to receive that residual return.
Yep.
Okay.
So talk about time. Where do people need to be thinking about investing time into TikTok?
So most of this stuff that you see on my videos, you can go and look at it, is purely based on commenting and reactions.
Yep.
And then those from there, oh, that's good. I got a reaction. Those from there, it goes from there from comments, reaction. And now you have follows of people that sharing it with their audience.
Yep.
Here's the other thing that's really critical. The person who was singing or doing the comedic reaction also was in the comments and also I follow. So that's super critical.
Yep.
Right. And so now I put the time in. I got to know them. I like their stuff.
Yep.
They're in my comment section responding to my stuff. It's actually their stuff. Yep. And it's generating energy from their crowd to this new crowd that I'm experiencing. And now it's just an ultimate, this algorithm is reacting.
Interesting.
Because I put in this level time into TikTok. Engagement is the word I want to use to cover all of that. If you're not willing to high level engage into TikTok, not your money, because some of y'all are trying to put some money behind stuff and get followers. No, all this is done organic. Engage. If you're not willing to do that, you're not going to experience success for the younger generation. Here's the other thing I want to lift up. TikTok is not for the old fogies. TikTok, if when I go back and look at my algorithm, it's for everybody that's kind of 55 and under who understand it, that's using it. And I would even go probably say probably 40 and under that's using it. And so now I got to have somebody who speaks Gen Z language, right?
Yep.
I put a video up of the guy who read the Gen Z Bible. And he gave this Bible quote about how Gen Z would say certain things.
Yep.
It got almost 2,000 views. Right? And it's just purely a reaction and a duet. So why is this important as it relates to church? Because if you have a young adult, or if you have a youthful person who can give authentic reactions to, let's say, your sermon, then we can tag that, package that, use that, and now church members can engage that conversation, and now it goes to their feed. It's also on your feed, and now you're using TikTok at its maximum capacity.
Yeah.
Right?
So
go ahead, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. And you used some language. So I think it'll be helpful for those that maybe aren't on TikTok. Yeah, they're like, you're speaking a different language with duets and stitches and some of these kind of things. And I think it's important to note that some people, their perception of TikTok is like, so we just create a church account and do some like silly dances. TikTok is a lot of things. And I think the other thing is that we often talk about social media ministry and we just think about our church accounts. the reality is our personal accounts are likely to get more engagement than our church accounts. And so some of these features, maybe it's helping your church members better use church, use TikTok. Maybe it's be letting your church staff or your pastor better use TikTok. Mm-hmm. And so there's lots of functions of features, but TikTok is no longer just dancing videos, you know, like it is all kinds of content with all kinds of features too. Mm-hmm. And so we want to dig into some of those features, but can you talk about maybe even what a duet is to start with?
Okay. So in a duet form, and I'm going to give you a scenario. So let's say Pastor Nails is speaking at his church and I saw it right at the bottom of the screen. It gives me ways to interact with said video content. So I can say, I can stitch it, which means I'm going to do like a 20-second interval and then talk behind it.
Yep.
Or I can do a duet, which means I can be in the video with him in the back.
Yep.
I can be in a bottom screen, or I can be side by side like Niels and I, and watch the video. I actually have one up now on my page where you can see me reacting to Aaron's and I's video, and I'm actually in the video too. Yep. Right? So that interaction, again, allows me to basically interact. Okay, so we use Social Media Church. When I did it, I was able to interact with Social Media Church. I was able to interact with Niels. I was able to interact with Aaron and all of their audiences. And I'm just sitting in the background pointing.
Yep.
So think about this. If I'm a pastor, and let's say I'm the senior, and there's a teaching pastor, this gives me an opportunity to support them in a TikTok duet. Yep. And just simply react like, yep, that's right. Yep, I agree. Yep. And then now we can use that as content to show that pastor is supporting the associate minister or teaching pastor while we're doing a TikTok. And that goes a long way because it shows authenticity in its realest form. It's reacting to that video. So you have duet. That's one.
Yep.
And then you have the stitching. Stitching, again, basically takes a 20-second interval. And then you have to react after that and give commentary to stitching. You can also share the video. So every video that Niels has had, I have purposely shared it with my audience. And now they get to interact with his video as well, right? So you have these capabilities similar to Instagram, but they go into different places that you know not. For instance, Brazil is a huge number on my algorithm. I've never been to Brazil, but this video has made its way to Brazil and the Americas because I knew how to use those features to get the response that I want. Here's another thing I will throw in there for free, and I may need to do a TikTok class under social media branch. The usage of CapCut. We need to have a conversation about that pretty soon.
Yeah.
And CapCut allows for me to cut, create, put the memes up, and then instantly, effortlessly put them on TikTok with no logo. And I'm able to edit said video. So I not only I can edit, I can add music, I can add caption, etc. Now, let me tell you, Niels, out of all of those things that I've done this last 2 months, what hasn't really done extremely well is the Bible verses.
Interesting.
I've put...
And why do you think that is?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I can gauge it because, there, number one, there's not much interaction and I'm asking users to read versus react.
Yep.
That may work on Instagram or Facebook.
Yep.
Doesn't work over here, right? And so I've been toying with that. Or if I'm going to do... And I'm going to try this next. If I'm going to do Bible verses, then I need to read them and then give them caption because it makes it a more dynamic feel for the end user. They have to use both said senses, right? So that is the pieces in which you can use TikTok to your church's advantage. Find a young person that understands it. I was in the gym, sitting there in the gym, and the dude next to me is scrolling through TikTok. I'm talking about without issue. So they know about it. We're just not using the right people to kind of push it along.
Yeah. So interesting. It's and I think practically there are so many different opportunities to lean into this platform. The other stats, that I've heard around TikTok, and don't quote me because, I'm making, saying this by memory, but as I understand it, there's about 100 million TikTok users in America, and the average TikTok user spending over an hour a day on the platform. Instagram has more users, but the average user is spending about 26 minutes a day on the platform. So people are spending more time in TikTok. And when we talk about reaching the next generation, they are on TikTok. You know, that's where they are spending the majority of their time. So I think creatively thinking through how can we intersect in this environment. And so it is, I think you can make videos that you put out.
Sure.
You can, make, duets.
Yes.
I think that what I've been blown away with the duet side of it is I literally just find videos that are interesting to me and basically share it with a little green screen of me popping my head in and having some facial reactions.
That's it.
And then I not only play that on TikTok and I'm seeing more views on that than my videos, but I'm also then downloading it from TikTok and uploading it to Instagram and getting, hundreds more views on Instagram. So it is the easiest content that I'm creating, getting the best engagement that I'm creating. And that's just one form of TikTok.
Say goodbye to clunky tools. With DonorBox Ministry Matters, raising funds becomes seamless and efficient. Picture this: easy to use donation forms integrated seamlessly with your website and powerful analytics to track your progress. It's more than just fundraising. DonorBox Ministry Matters fosters connections and community, inspiring lifelong support for your cause. Ready to grow your church giving? Visit DonorBox.org to discover how DonorBox Ministry Matters can elevate your ministry's impact today.
DK, let's talk about TikTok Live. Because TikTok Live seems like it's the new opportunity. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk, who's kind of my sensei when it comes to social media, saying like, he's like, if I had a lot of time, I would spend 4 hours a day on TikTok Live every day. Because he's like, that's where the viral opportunity is in 2024 as he sees it. So what's your take on TikTok Live?
I can speak to this direct. Now, TikTok does have some hurdles that you have to cross in order to experience some of the features. So it's not like Facebook where some of these features automatically are tapped into. No, TikTok wants to see if you're going to engage the application before they give you more. That is bottom line, period. So the first thing you have to overcome is the 500 hurdle. And they give you certain things with the 500 hurdle. And then from there, it's the 1,000 hurdle. The 1,000 hurdle is really the most important hurdle on TikTok. It's 1,000 followers you need to assume. And that's going to open up TikTok Live. And let me throw this in for free. It's actually not 1,000. It's actually 875. So that means that TikTok has a barrier that they're going to release this video, this feature between 875 and 1,000.
Yep.
Okay. Or has the engagement to get there anyway. So those two things are very critical. So if your church only has 500, you can't do TikTok Live. And TikTok Live equally has a barrier to it. So it has three. One, you can do it with your cell phone. Two, you can do it with mobile gaming. And three, you can do it with Live Studio. Live Studio is not released. And while Live Studio is important to TikTok Live, that means you can download it to your computer and then stream into it. That stream is going to give you the custom RTMP in order to now put your application and just go crazy with it, right?
Yep.
That's what it's going to do. I think that takes about 5,000 to 10,000 followers in order to get that released. But
interesting,
the live, so I gave you all of that because I wanted to set this up really well. Yep. The live feature is important because ultimately it is interacting in real time. And it is basically like this washing machine that's dropping followers in your feed while you're doing it. So we tested this just a moment ago on a podcast recording we just did. And I had 9 followers that I said nothing to the entire time. We're just sitting there watching this And I said, filming a podcast. They're sitting there watching and engaging it at a high rate. I didn't ask them to do anything. They're just there, right? So imagine that in church, where you can have this feature to stream live, and maybe you can stream live from the phone or figure out how to use the phone as an interface that then goes to the back end and stream. And now you can have people watching your service on TikTok. What I have not seen yet, Niels, and I'm going to figure out how to get it, is churches that have started streaming on TikTok.
Yeah.
And part of that is because they don't know how. And ultimately, it is just two things, a server RTMP and a server key. And you plug that right into your streaming and you're able to stream. Now, you're going to have to stream it in a, what is that, 9x16 in order to actually view it well. But again, imagine having 25 to 100 people at a moment's notice exposed to the gospel and being able to engage on their TikTok application. So I'm reaching a generation that is under 40 that most of us are complaining about, Gen Z, Millennials, Gen A, y'all complain about all of them. Here's where they are. So take the gospel to them, and here's how we can do it, bro.
Yeah. Well, and I think what's interesting to me about TikTok Live versus Instagram Live is churches have often asked me, should we be streaming on Instagram Live? And I said, I don't think it hurts to stream to one more platform, just like Facebook even now.
Doesn't hurt.
It's not going to get the same organic attention as it did before, but you might get 20, 30 people watching it. Great. By clicking an extra button, you reach another 20 or 30 people. That's huge. TikTok, though, is, I would say, like Facebook Live, or if you remember Periscope, you know, years back, where it does have this viral opportunity where when you stream live on TikTok, TikTok is going to bring people to you, where, you know, I would say the other platforms are your people are going to come to
That's
it.
That's right.
More likely. And so TikTok is now, who knows how long this will last. The algorithms could change at any point and the systems could change. But right now, TikTok Live seems to be that huge other viral opportunity. And I think this is the unique opportunity of TikTok, period, is your account with 300 people was able to reach over 300,000 people. That's not going to happen on Facebook or Instagram X or Threads. That's only going to happen on maybe YouTube is maybe the one other platform you might see a viral moment like that happen. But TikTok is the most organic viral opportunity that we have today. And it's going to take creativity. I think cutting and pasting the other things we're doing to TikTok probably isn't going to lock that. I do think if that's all you can do, start there. But if you lean in and pay attention, I would say empower your people to lean into TikTok. There are so many unique opportunities. And this is what I love, DK, is you're just one of these, you're a scientist. I'm like, okay, how do I unlock this? Mm-hmm. And you've unlocked kind of a couple of unique features on TikTok. And so, you know, TikTok is also the platform, I believe, and I've been saying it for years and I've been wrong, that it could just disappear at any point. You know, it could just get shut down.
Yep.
I don't see TikTok. No. I see YouTube. I see YouTube being the most important platform for the next 10 years that I think is going to continue to grow and to dominate.
Yep.
TikTok could disappear, you know, in 2024, 2025.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be shocked. But right now, in, you know, first quarter of 2024, TikTok is the probably biggest immediate organic viral opportunity that we have in ministry. And so, I think if you're not playing with TikTok or you're not using TikTok yet, you are missing a huge opportunity. DK, any kind of final thoughts or other recommendations you would give to churches to lean into TikTok more effectively?
Man, no doubt. I think the other recommendation that I have not mentioned that I think is super important, when you get some of these features unlocked, there's this thing called series. Now, you may see it when somebody does a video, but series allows you to then do a class or classes on TikTok. Yeah. And so now TikTok potentially can do your Bible studies, your small groups on TikTok. And we can impact the masses in a large way. So if you have a small business, for profit business, now I can put certain things on here to teach people and have a stream of revenue directly through TikTok. Mm. So series, and I would even push to say that long form content, oh, this is going to be good, will be resurrected by TikTok.
Wow.
Woo! We're going to be out of here with this one. Long form content. Let me explain what I mean. Go do your homework on this lady. Her name is Risa Tisa. And she did. Y'all have to forgive me. I look at this stuff because I need to see what's happening. But she did a series, 51 episodes, 10 minutes apiece. And she talked about her experience with her ex-husband. Now, I'm using this as an illustration. She held the attention in almost every TikTok video. It's almost at 1 million apiece.
Hmm.
She and people like Shannon Sharp, and I think it's a lady named Mindy, who's also doing a great job. These people are resurrecting long-form content. Now, how do you get long-form content, you ask? You podcast. And you put it on TikTok.
Yep.
And you create the long-form content. Because TikTok is now looking for videos that are 3 and 10 minutes long.
Yep.
Your sermon caption, you don't have to do the shake and bake anymore. You can put the full context on TikTok and the viewers will appreciate it. So I feel that we're going to see more long-term series type of content that in turn would turn itself into your YouTube commercials or shows, Netflix commercials or shows, and even using it for a church conversation takes it to the next level. So that's a hot take. Yep. I know somebody going to be clowning me in the comments. It's cool, but that's a hot take.
Yep. All right, DK, I'm going to share. You inspired an idea that I want to give to a church, and I would love for a church to act on this idea.
Yes.
Is one of the things that I've been seeing in TikTok is that when people go live, they actually record a TikTok right before they go live, and they'll say, I'm live on TikTok right now talking about this.
Yes.
Or somebody, I see people that do like financial courses or something like,
yes,
if you're struggling with debt and you want some help getting out, I'm talking about it live and I'm ready to answer your questions right now. Join my live. And then it kind of shows their, profile image flashing and you can click that, join their live. And so one, post that TikTok that you're going live and then delete that when your live ends. But here's where I think there's a unique opportunity is I wonder about a church adopting like what IHOP did, not the pancake, but the church, IHOP, where they had 24/7 prayer. What if a church had a 24/7 prayer room on TikTok and they just stayed on for like 30 days live and just take hour shifts of having one person on that's just going to, I'm just going to pray for people in the comments and share your prayer request. And we're going to have a prayer topic and you have people. And I guarantee I can't guarantee because I can't control the algorithms. I would be shocked if your church didn't go viral in that moment and just have an explosion. And the way TikTok's algorithm works is very geo-focused.
It is.
And so when you people in your area that are on TikTok, everyone in your area that's on TikTok is going to see that live stream over the next 30 days and pop in and out of it. I believe this is actually one of the most significant evangelism opportunities if a church will just offer free prayer in a TikTok live on their church account and see what happens. Do it for a week, do it for 30 days, do it for a little bit, see if you could do that. And I think there's some logistics, thinking through how do you transition between prayer people and getting into the account and keeping that live stream going. I don't have the exact answers to how it would work, but I just perceive how that would perform in the way the algorithm is working right now. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see a church do that. If there is a church that has done it, let us know, ping us on social media. You know, DK and I are all active on all the accounts. And so you can find us. Actually, DM us on TikTok if you know a church that's done that. And so you can find both of us pretty easily on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we would love to connect with you on that. But I want to hear ideas. I'd love to see even creative uses of how churches are doing it. DK, I want to drop one other TikTok thing that I've seen that I love. And that's as a former youth pastor. Yes. There's a TikTok account called, I think, Youth Pastor Chronicles or something like that, or Youth Ministry Chronicles. And it's a few guys that just tell horror stories of youth ministry. And as a 10-year youth pastor, I relate so, like, I'm always sending them to my wife. I'm like, remember that? Remember that? That account is my favorite on TikTok. So there's just TikTok is a lot of fun. And so it can be a lot of work, but it is a huge ministry opportunity. DK, thanks for paving the way in this conversation and unlocking some new ideas. And I hope this conversation stirred some creative thoughts for you. And I think in the conversations that we're going to have ahead on this podcast, I expect that TikTok is going to be at the forefront of many of our upcoming conversations as it becomes more and more of a prominent platform for churches and for ministries. And so we just want to encourage you, lean in, lean into TikTok. Don't be scared of TikTok. And at the end of the day with social media, this is rented property. We know it can be taken away at any point, but even while we're on rented property, churches use rented property to do really good ministry sometimes. And so don't feel like it's wasted energy and that, you know, we had MySpace for a while and MySpace is gone, but it was a great ministry opportunity while it was there. And so lean in and seize the opportunity. And we're excited to see what you do on TikTok. And we're going to keep sharing our learnings as we keep experimenting and learning the ins and outs of the platform. So
are you looking for a simple, seamless way to raise funds and support your ministry's mission? Meet DonorBox Ministry Matters, the ultimate fundraising solution tailored specifically for the needs of nonprofits like yours. DonorBox Ministry Matters has got you covered. With their intuitive online donation platform, you can easily connect with your supporters and streamline your fundraising efforts like never before. Picture this: effortless donation management, customizable donation forms to match your ministry's branding, and robust reporting tools to track your progress, all in one user-friendly interface. DonorBox Ministry Matters goes beyond just raising funds. It empowers you to cultivate stronger relationships with your donors, engage your community, and amplify your impact. Whether you're a small nonprofit or a large church, DonorBox Ministry Matters is the partner you need to take your fundraising to the next level. Visit DonorBox.org today to learn more and start making a difference with DonorBox Ministry Matters. That's DonorBox.org.
I want to thank everyone for listening to this episode of the Social Media Church Podcast. As always, if you listen to this and you got value out of it, if you would, share it with a friend and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast. We read all of those reviews. We learn from them and we are encouraged by them. And so we appreciate you taking the time to do that. So if you haven't yet left a rating or review, if you would do that and help other people find this podcast as well, we appreciate you listening and we will talk to you again on the next episode.